This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Order up! All right, boys and girls, it's time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
Last week, we started our preview of the Major League Baseball season by ordering up the American League West. This week, we are ordering up the National League West from 5-1. Who you got, D?
All right, so first up, I have the Diamondbacks. Lots of young talent, but they are 2 years away from being 2 years away. Number four, I got the Rockies. When the owner is optimistic about the team being 500, you know you're in trouble. Number three, I've got the Giants. They missed out on Correa. They missed out on Judge, but I think they're going to be okay. I mean, they went and signed Mitch Haniger. They got well-rested Michael Conforto ready to play. So I think that's good for a third. Number two, it's going to be the Padres. They're still the Dodgers' little brother. Machado, Soto, Bogarts, Darvish, Musgrove. I mean, they got stars. Number one in all your hearts, I got the Dodgers. Won in lot 9 of the last 10 years, coming off a record-breaking 111-win season. Brett, Freeman, Bueller, Kershaw. Gang's all here. Maybe Ohtani. So, yeah, that's what I got.
I mean, good choices. You definitely have, a well-represented view of the National League West. This is tough, right? It's who sucks less for Arizona or Colorado. Now, I did live in Colorado for about a year and never got to a Rockies game. Never was really high priority. Yeah, no, they're in last place. Yeah, no. No. Charlie Blackmon will eventually get traded. You'll have CJ Cron will probably get traded. Senzatello will probably get traded at some point. Herman Marquez will probably get traded. You don't have enough major league talent on this roster. Daniel Bard is on this roster, right? Like, he had a great year, right? He comeback player, rediscovered himself after the yips. It's not good enough. Kyle Freeland is probably your ace. Not good enough. How long before Chris Bryant wants out of town? And who will take him?
He's got to play. I think he only played like 36 or 46 games last year.
Right. So, the cupboard is bare, man. The cupboard is bare in Colorado. The only thing that puts Arizona, in my opinion, above them is that they have slightly better pitching, right?
Way better Mexican food, too.
Well, I don't know. Not necessarily. Denver has really good Mexican food. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, Denver has really good fucking Mexican food. But, like, you have Christian Walker. You have Josh Rojas. Ketel Marte is there. You have some players. You have some position players. They got Lourdes Gurriel.
Sound like a bunch of guys at the back of a fucking bar.
Well, it's more than what Colorado's got, right? Like, I mean, I've heard of these guys. This guy here is dead. Cross him off then. That's kind of what Denver's, this is what Colorado's looking at, you know? At least, you know, there's some up-and-coming young talent like Alec Thomas, Paven Smith, and then say what you will about the rotation, but Mazen Bumgarner, Zach Davies, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, these are serviceable players. They're serviceable pitchers. At this point, they're number fours. You have a collection of fours, but, you know, they'll be in it. So, Rockies at five, D-backs at four. Giants firmly at three. We agree. We agree. The Giants are firmly at three. They did not do anywhere near enough. Right? They brought in Mitch Haniger. Okay. That's nice. You wanted Aaron Judge. Right? Well, Carlos Correa, where's he at? Yeah, that's that. You brought in Sean Manaea. You brought in Ross Stripling. You bolstered the rotation. That's great. But who's scoring the runs? Wilmer Flores, Tyler Estrada, JD Davis, New York castoffs. Is Joey Bart any good? Right? He was supposed to be the guy who's going to replace Buster Posey. We're going to find out. Like, the runs have to come from somewhere. And I don't know. I really don't know. Because Conforto, Jock Peterson, Yastrzemski, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough sledding. But the pitching will carry them through to third place. Leaves 2-1. Padres and Dodgers. Dodgers and Padres. Who do you choose? Who do you choose? It's old money versus new money. It's little brother versus big brother. At what point does the little brother knock out the big brother? At what point does the little brother play King of the Hill and take it? Padres fans hope it's this year, right? You bring in Seth Lugo, you add on to your name at every position roster, right? Now you have Xander Bogaerts. Very luxury. An extremely luxury pickup. Outfield is extremely thin outside of Juan Soto. Grisham's not great. You have Adam Engel, Matt Carpenter. You brought in Nelson Cruz. You brought in, what, 47-year-old? No, 43-year-old Nelson Cruz. Like, it's got to be this year, right? It's put up or shut up time. It's make or break. And I just can't do it. I just can't take the Padres over the Dodgers. The Dodgers have been there. They've done that. They have the rings. To be the man, you got to beat the man. We're going to see if the Padres are going to beat the man. I think they're firmly at two, and the Dodgers are going to keep cruising at one. They're just that damn good, and they're willing to get better. Otani, anyone?
This has been The Fade Route with DNZ. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Catch our podcast on Wednesday nights on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. So until next time, stay faded, everyone.
Time for us to run the go route, but we'll talk to you next week. Want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.